Good evening. Here is the 10 p.m. news read by Kelly Aben. In the headlines, Prime Minister Joseph Janguti emphasizes the need for mining countries in Africa to use their rich resources to bargain for economic growth and sustainable development. Leaders of political parties in Cameroon have been cautioned against making derogatory statements against state authorities, for they run the risk of being prosecuted. Those were the headlines, and now the news in full. The Prime Minister, head of government, has reiterated the need for mining countries in Africa to use their resources as a bargaining chip for economic growth and sustainable development. Chief Dr. Joseph Janguti was speaking today in Yaoundé while representing President Paul Biya at the official ceremony of the meeting of ministers of mines of the ACP states and the Cameroon International Mining and Exhibition Convention. Details with our Star Building correspondent Christian Chiatam.
Critical minerals, untapped jewels, and underground riches were on top of the agenda as ministers of mines from countries of the Organization of African, Caribbean, and Pacific States, ACP, gathered for the start of their three-day meeting at the Yaoundé Conference Center. Equally present were members of cabinet, members of regional bodies, and international investors of the mining sector. The Secretary General of the Organization of ACP Countries, Jorge Robelo Pinto, and the head of the EU delegation in Cameroon, Jean-Marc Chatenier, in their different speeches, highlighted the opportunities which critical minerals provide in powering development for their host countries. But for this to happen, the two men said solid partnerships are needed to ensure sustainable and equitable exploitation of minerals. The acting Minister of Mines, Fu Callistus Gentry, who presented a rundown of short-term and long-term mining projects ranging from iron ore, gold, and bauxite to cobalt, said Cameroon is moving from a country of potential to a producing and processing country of critical minerals.
With a view to improving the well-being of mankind, Cameroon plans to implement and develop, in conjunction with the European Union, a mining policy focused on the exploitation of minerals critical to the energy transition. With this in mind, the Cameroon legislator, through the Mining Code, has stipulated that at least 15% of minerals from the mining sector must process locally.
The Prime Minister, head of government, Joseph Janguti, who represented President Paul Biya at the ceremony, in his keynote speech, said Cameroon and ACP countries need to capitalize on the relative scarcity of minerals on the world scene. Joseph Janguti said Cameroon, under the guidance of President Paul Biya, is bent on exploring all avenues for development offered by the mining sector. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, the Yaoundé Conference Center.
Onto this communique from the Ministry of Communication. In the morning of Monday, 20th May 2024, as people were making their way to various grandstands to celebrate the National Day, two terrorist attacks were carried out by separatist fighters in the Boyo Division of the Northwest Region. In the first attack, which took place in the Belu Subdivision, the terrorists, dressed in the uniforms of our Defense and Security Forces, ambushed at about 100 meters from the Belu Council, opened fire at close range on Mr. Ngong Innocent Akiambom, mayor of the Belu Council, and Mr. Angi Aaron Ngong, subdivisional inspector of Basic Education. The two personalities who were on their way to the grandstand unfortunately succumbed to their injuries. As they were immediately pursued, one of the assailants was neutralized while the others are being actively sought. Another attack occurred in Ginicom subdivision, where terrorists positioned on the slopes of the mountains fired heavily towards the town without any casualties. Their aim was to sow fear among the population and disrupt the smooth running of activities related to the National Day. Thanks to the prompt and energetic response of our defense and security forces, their outlaws were repelled and the population continued to go about their business in peace. The government of the Republic strongly condemns this cowardly despicable attacks by lawless individuals directed against both representatives of the state and innocent citizens who are enthusiastically mobilized for the celebration of our country's National Day. The government once again takes this opportunity to urge the people of the Northwest and Southwest regions not to succumb to any form of intimidation, as well as reassuring them of its resolve and that of our defense and security forces to do everything possible to re-establish order, peace and security in the regions concerned, signed by the Minister of Communication, government spokesperson Rini Emmanuel Sadi. Political party leaders have been warned against derogatory statements aimed at discrediting state authorities and the integrity of the President of the Republic. In a press release signed by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Antanganji warns that the declarations of the rebellion against the state will be severely sanctioned according to the law. Albert Njembonde read through the release and now reports.
Paul Antanganji makes no mention of the opposition political party leaders provoking his outburst, but recent developments could well indicate that his outing follows the press conference of Professor Maurice Kamto on May 10 and Honorable Cabral Libi's National Day Eve message to his followers on social media. The CRM leader is quoted to have made inflammatory statements announcing a civil strife if he felt cheated, reiterating he was ready to die to defend his claims, while Honorable Cabral Libi is blamed for making derogatory statements against the personality of the head of state. In a strongly worded two-page reaction, the Minister of Territorial Administration reminds the said politicians that benefiting from parliamentary immunity is no excuse to defy state authority nor incite rebellion against the state. Paul Antanganji equally reminds politicians that outrageous statements against the President of the Republic are reprimanded by the Penal Code. Reacting to claims that opposition political parties are denied the right to hold public rallies, the Minat boss recalls that only subdivisional officers working under the authority of SDOs and governors are competent to authorize such meetings, which he says are sometimes denied the CPDM party for diverse reasons. Citing 26 of such cases in 2024 alone, notably in Tonga, Samilima, Marwa and Bagante. Minister Paul Antanganji concludes by calling on Cameroonians to guard against any forms of manipulation from politicians who hope to gain power from the streets instead of the ballot box.
Political Desk editor Albert Njembonde onto this other press release from the Ministry of Transport that reads, the Minister of Transport hereby informs the national and international community that under the very esteemed patronage of the President of the Republic, His Excellency Paul Biya, Cameroon will host the Third African Congress on Digital Rail from the 28th to the 30th of May 2024 at the Hilton Hotel in Yaoundé under the theme Digitalization, a challenge to boost the rail value chain. This international event will bring together members of the International Union of Railways and the main stakeholders of the African rail sector to discuss challenges and opportunities related to the digital transformation of rail transport in the continent. It is signed Transport Minister Ngale Bibehe Jean-Ernest Masina. Woodworkers in the South region have been encouraged to form a block and build their skills in order to successfully reduce timber export and meet fast-growing local and international demand. This was during a forum organized today in Ebolova by officials of the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicrafts with the aim of creating a cluster. Silas Quinn has more.
In Ebolova's art and craft village, the true beauty of the artisans' craftsmanship is apparent, a testament to their unwavering dedication in creating tangible expressions of cultural heritage and history. In this forest municipality of the south, the creation of a cluster is a breath of fresh air for key players in the wood industry. Kini Emmanuel is an owner of a carpentry shop in Ebolova.
We sell our products internationally and nationally. The government has that intention of buying products for government offices.
Improving the skills of local woodworkers will not only ensure high-quality wood processing, but significantly reduce timber exports. Moise Teofil Akwazang is sub-director of Standards and Quality. The state's initiative to set up clusters is very well welcomed at the level of ANO. The Standards and Quality Agency will take advantage to support craftsmen in their drive for quality. The cluster focuses mainly on establishing an industrial subcontracting, sharing examples of good practices and experiences in the field to meet increasing market requirements and government demands for office real estate, estimated at nearly 100 billion per year. Patricia Ze is expert from the Ministry of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises. This is part of the implementation of the National Development Strategy, one of the key orientations of which is the structural transformation of our economy. Forestry and wood is an industry with a bright future in the South. Silas Nkwain, CRTV News, Ebolova.
Officials of the Cameroon GCE board say there is a remarkable increase in the number of candidates expected to take part in the written phase of the GCE exams scheduled to begin on Monday, May the 28th, according to the head of the transition management team of the GCE board, Madame Bernadette Ndi. Materials are currently being distributed to the different centers across the 10 regions of Cameroon. Regina Galendoko has more.
Over 197,000 candidates are expected to take part in the written phase of the GCE examinations this year. Bernadette Ndi is the head of the transition management team.
We had an increase of 14,060 candidates on the 182,242 that we had last year.
Conscious of the 7% increase in the number of candidates, efforts are being redoubled to reduce examination malpractices to the barest minimum.
Increasing the number of catchment centers and catchment officers where the questions will be lodged. Then we have also increased the ratio of superintendents to candidates. We used to have 500 candidates to one superintendent, but this time we have made it such that you have only 300 to a superintendent. We have also gone ahead to make the invigilators more comfortable.
Materials of the practical exams are already on the field, while those for the written phase are currently being sent to the different centers across the nation. Bernadette Ndi, head of the transition management team.
We have started with the distant areas. We have sent material to the south, east, and extreme north regions. We will be sending materials out to the other divisions that need to arrive well ahead of time.
With ongoing efforts, officials hope that the Cameroon General Certificate of Examinations will unfold hitch-free across the national territory this year. Regina Ngale, Nduko, CRTV News, Boye.
32 local and international experts in artificial intelligence will converge in Yaoundé for the 7th edition of the African Day of Competitive Intelligence, known as JAIF 2024, that will run from the 30th to the 31st of May. The director of the African Center for Competitive Intelligence, Dr. Guy Nguet, made public the information today in a press conference. Let's hear him.
The African Competitive Intelligence Days, the theme is the contribution of artificial intelligence in the performance of public and private players. This will be a very great moment because we would like to address the importance of artificial intelligence in the enhancing performance of our companies, public administration. During those days, we'll talk about digitalization, entrepreneurship, presentation of interesting projects developed here in Cameroon by young people around artificial intelligence. It's very important for us to know that if we do not want artificial intelligence to present his dark side, we have to control everything about it, and especially with norms. We have the partnership of MinPostel, so it means that our authorities are aware of the importance of this. So during this activity, you will have the opportunity to also listen to the Ministry of Post and Telecommunication and to have what the government really think about artificial intelligence today in our country.
In sports, the University of Yaoundé 1 fan club has arrived in Garoua ahead of the 2024 edition of the University Games that will commence on May the 25th, 2024. Our reporter Mercy Ashunyabeyo was at their lodging site, and now tells us more.
It will be a cacophony of sounds as fan clubs from the different institutions of higher learning cheer their teams to victory at the 2024 University Games in Garoua. The ambience at the Games Village in the Njumasi neighborhood is already mounting with the arrival of the University of Yaoundé 1 fan club. Maguku Tiku Shalin is a chemistry student of Yaoundé 1 University, and she is in Garoua for the first time and looking forward to the ambience.
We have prepared ourselves mentally and psychologically with the climate and everything to accompany them. Our objective is to bring back the gold medal back to Yaoundé 1. We also have our own championship that we are going through.
Songs, slogans, choreography, she says, are some of the activities that will serve as side attractions during the games. The journey to Garoua, she adds, was quite long and full of surprises.
Every 5 hours, we're stopping to strengthen up our legs, do a little bit of exercise, to buy stuff and get refreshment. Though we had water inside the box, after 3 hours, we're constantly dehydrating ourselves with water and mostly cola. That's what the medical services with whom we're traveling, they advise us to take much water, Coca-Cola. At the level of Palace of Ngaoundéré, one of the boss you see of Yaoundé 1 that had an accident. By God's grace, there was no death.
Mentally and psychologically, Maguku Tiku Shalin is quite confident they are ready for the sporting jamboree. Mercy Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garoua.
That report from CRTV North brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanks for listening.